This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, brought to you by the Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, Sue Pace, RN and Neighborhood Radio Health Editor.
Hello, neighbors and listeners on the web. Today I want to talk to our lady listeners. Don't let the new year stress you out. Recently in the news, results of a large study, the Women's Health Study, were reported by the American Heart Association. Working women are equal to men in a way they wish they weren't. Female workers with stressful jobs were more likely than women with less job strain to suffer a heart attack or a stroke or to have clogged arteries. Now, worrying about losing a job can raise your heart risk too, according to the research. These results seem sure to resonate in a weak economy with plenty of stress about jobs or lack of jobs. The mere fact that the study was done is a sign of the times. Past research studies always focused on men, the traditional breadwinners, and found that high job stress raised their heart risks. This is the longest major one to look at stress in women, who now make up nearly half of the workforce. And the reality is that women don't have the same kind of jobs as men. Many times, they lack authority or control over their work, which causes even more stress. So this research involved over 17,000 participants in the Women's Health Study. This is a long-running trial looking at heart disease and cancer prevention. The women were healthy, 57 years old on the average, and had worked full or part-time when the study began back in 1999. Most were health professionals, such as nurses and nurses' aides. The nurses filled out surveys about their jobs and their stressful situations. Researchers put them in four groups based on the stress they reported and followed up on their health for 10 years. More on the results of this research after this message from Dr. Ray Shepherd.
I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce our staff to your listeners. Here is my wife, Carol.
We've been serving our Coastside community for over 20 years and have enjoyed every minute of it. There are a lot of happy smiles in town to prove it. Please meet Sandy Ginocchio.
Hi, I work alongside of Dr. Shepherd. We make a great team. Your comfort and well-being is our utmost goal. Here is another one of our team members, Donna Murphy.
As a dental hygienist, my job is to keep your teeth clean and plaque-free. Your visit will be an enjoyable one. I guarantee it. Ileana is another dental hygienist on our staff.
Hello, my name is Ileana. I also help keep your teeth clean and healthy. That's what I do, and I love serving our patients. Hope to see you soon, but the first person you will see when you visit us is Chris Granahan.
Hi, I'm the first person you see when you come in. I look forward to meeting and working with you.
The Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355, Dr. Ray Shepherd.
Where we bring your smile to life.
So the results from the Women's Health Study in regards to stress and heart disease showed that women with demanding jobs and little control over how to do them were nearly twice as likely to have suffered a heart attack as women with less demanding jobs. The high-stress group had a 40% greater overall risk of heart problems. This included heart attacks, strokes, or coronary artery disease requiring treatment. Also, the research showed that women worried about losing their jobs had higher blood pressure, higher cholesterol, and higher body weight. We also know that stress can cause harm by releasing fight-or-flight hormones, spurring inflammation and raising blood pressure. Doctors should ask about stress along with the traditional heart risk factors when they're evaluating women. So stress is a risk factor right up there with smoking, high cholesterol, and high blood pressure. Doctors really need to start taking that seriously, and women really need to start looking at the stress levels in their lives. So ladies, dealing with stress, keep in mind some of the basics. Number one, try to get some exercise. It gets you outside. Helps clear your mind, lifts your mood a bit, and it also helps curb other heart risks, such as high blood pressure and overweight. And try to limit bringing work home with you. Try to leave your work at home and enjoy your personal life. Do things with friends and family. Do the things that you enjoy. And try to build me time into every day. Sometimes taking just 15 minutes a day to do things that you really enjoy can make such a difference in your life and in your level of stress. For example, if you really enjoy the beach, stop on the way home and walk on the beach, or just stop and look at the ocean and watch the waves for a few minutes. Until next time, here's to your good health.
You have been listening to Keeping Pace with Your Health with host Sue Pace, brought to you by the dental office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. If you have suggestion topics for the program, call 453-4000 or email us at health@neighborhoodradio.info.